I'm telling you, Dirk, we should just kill them while we have the chance.
I look up at Nog from the corpse of the lesser tribesman I've been searching. Well, looting. But don't be too quick to judge. We all have our stations in life. And me being expelled from school because of my best friend Nog, well, Brian, in real life, has left me rifling through dead NPCs just to make enough cash to afford food and rent. And maybe car insurance someday. My looting turns up a copper coin and 3 human teeth. I have about 60 teeth right now, and I'm debating whether to keep these and maybe do some potion grinding to sell at the river market, or just leave them with the rest of the crap. The raid team who cleared this dungeon really cleaned it out.
Dude, Dirk, come on. They're AFK, probably watching Netflix or something. We can kill them and get something of value for a change. Look at this big guy's sword.
I shake my head and move to the next lesser tribesman. The moment you attack, they'll get a ping on their phone, and then that's it. We haven't even chosen classes yet, and it's not like we or anyone else have a backup character.
You think they have the app?
Everybody that gets past level 20 has the app. It's required.
You think they're over level 20?
Nog sounds a little scared now. 22 at a minimum, or at least the wizard girl is. She has a staff of divine justice. You can't use that until you're level 22.
Nog walks around the big plate-mailed fighter he'd been standing in front of and over to the mage. I can see Brian's character, a dirty-faced elvish male wearing rags and muddy boots, strafing from side to side, then crouching and jumping as if trying to get the wizard's attention. He then circles around and repeats the process.
Oh, yeah.
He says, acting like he's going to run into the busty wizard and then abruptly stopping.
I guess I got distracted by her, outfit. Didn't notice the staff.
I hadn't paid any of the trio of adventurers much mind, at least not after the initial shock of being a pair of level ones running unawares into a clan of players. But that wore off once I realized we weren't in danger of being killed. That's a real struggle in King's League. It's hell to level up. Like an EverQuest throwback on the juice. And if you die, it's back to level 1. The highest I'd made it was level 30, but that was when I was living at home and could focus on advancing instead of looting just to earn some cash. It was also fresh after the beta had ended, and I still had a pretty good advantage over the players who didn't play that beta obsessively. Once that level 30 character was killed, well, not a lot of glory was to be had. Anyway, because the game is such a grind, and because high-level characters are generally evil dicks, if they catch a low-level PC outside of the game's safe zones, like the Woods of Adventure, they'll kill you in a heartbeat for the easy 1,000 XP. You can stay in the woods until you reach level 8, just so you have a chance at defending yourself in the rest of the game. Only trouble with that is, there's nothing worth selling there unless you have some insane luck and a legendary item drops from a giant forest rat or something. But if you're banking on that to get ahead, then you may as well buy some lotto tickets while you're at it. I managed to climb back up to level 5 recently just from random monster encounters while looting and a good deal of luck in between running for my life. But that ended last night, again, thanks to Nog. And maybe that's what makes me lose my temper with him.
Nog, would you quit screwing around? This may not be important to you, but I've got to earn another 800 bucks at the river market. Rent is due next week.
Dude, relax. I won't touch them. Not saying I don't want to touch her, though. Where have you been all my life, Queen Catty 77?
Why don't you DM her? I ask, passing by on a chance to pocket more teeth and a broken stone spearhead. Tell her you're a freshman third-string quarterback on scholarship who probably won't be able to play because of GPA.
Hey, Nog says, sounding annoyed. Second string. And that's only until Rogers graduates, and then it's my show. And also, I'll nail the finals and make up for it. You know this, man.
If I were you, I'd be studying instead of wasting my time looting lesser tribesmen.
Just want to hang out, buddy. Figure I owe you that much.
You owe me a lot more than that, Brian.